Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Today we turn our attention to the first epistle of St. John, chapter 5, beginning there in verse 4. For everyone who has been born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Who is it that overcomes the world except the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? So far, the Holy Word. In the name of our Savior Jesus Christ, whose victory we celebrate and proclaim again this Easter season, dear friends in Christ, if you travel in Christian circles and read Christian media, it won't take you long to run across the word overcomer. In fact, you'll find that word cropping up again and again. There are Christian schools whose athletic teams are called the Overcomers. There's a sports stadium in Memphis, Tennessee, called the World Overcomers Life Center. There's even a costume company that sells an adult-size Christian costume of a character called Overcomer Dog, though to me, he looks suspiciously like McGruff the crime dog. Why so much talk about overcomers among believers? Because the Bible uses that term surprisingly often. In particular, it seems to be a favorite expression of the Apostle John. You'll find it in his gospel, his first epistle, and in the book of Revelation. Whatever an overcomer is, must be pretty good. Because in Revelation, we hear our Lord Jesus making promises like this: to him who overcomes, I will give to eat from the tree of life. He who overcomes shall not be hurt by the second death. He who overcomes shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. Wow. Whatever an overcomer is, I definitely want to be one of those. Well, the Apostle John explains the whole thing here in the fifth chapter of his first letter. And this Easter season is the perfect time to talk about this because it's faith in Christ's death and resurrection, especially, that enables us to achieve the exalted status of overcomer. That's why our theme this morning is faith makes you an overcomer, someone who believes the testimony about Christ, and someone who receives eternal life through Christ. Firstly, an overcomer is someone who believes the testimony about Christ. When John says, the victory that overcomes the world, he's actually making a rather clever play on words, because in Greek, the word for victory and the word overcomer are almost identical. In English, it might sound something like, the triumph that triumphs, or the conquest that conquers. John is emphasizing the fact that there's one thing that allows us to overcome the world, our Christian faith. An overcomer is someone who receives the truth, the testimony about Jesus. Does that sound like something easy? It's not. In fact, without the Holy Spirit, it's downright impossible. Faith in Christ is a miracle that can only be worked by the powerful Holy Spirit of God working through the Word. Faith in Christ is also a huge commitment, and there are a lot of people who don't understand that. What a total commitment it is to be a Christian. A very practical man once confessed, "I think I have either too much religion or too little. I must either give up what I have or get more. For I have too much religion to allow me to enjoy a worldly life, and too much worldliness to do justice to my religion." So let me ask you a personal question. How much worldliness has crept into your life? From friends and acquaintances, perhaps, from social media, from the internet? How much worldliness is reflected in what you wear, in how you behave, in the words that come out of your mouth? How much worldliness has crept into your life? Beware. You can't be a part-time Christian. It's all or nothing. Certainly, there are many people in our world, nominal Christians, what we would call cultural Christians, who consider the Christian faith to be, they might say, a moderately important part of their life. But think about that for a minute. It doesn't take you too long to realize that that statement is absurd. How can belief in Christ be just moderately important to someone? If the Christian faith is true, if Jesus really did come to earth as a true human being, live, die, and rise again from the dead, then it's the most important thing in the world. If all of that didn't happen, then it's the least important thing in the world. Moderately important really isn't an option, is it? It's about this time of year I usually share a quote with my classes from Christian writer Tim Keller. He said this, "If Jesus rose from the dead, then you have to accept everything he said. If he didn't rise from the dead, then why worry about any of what he said? The issue on which everything hangs is not whether or not you like his teaching, but whether or not he rose from the dead." We believe Jesus did rise from the dead, and it defines our Christian faith. An overcomer is someone with this total commitment, this faith commitment to Jesus Christ. John asks, "Who is it that overcomes the world except the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God?" The apostle goes on, "And this is the testimony, that God gave us eternal life, and this life is in his Son." Which brings us to our second point. An overcomer is someone who receives eternal life through Christ. Not all do, of course. Will many people make it to heaven? Some say so. Some say most people. There are those who believe that all people will eventually make it to heaven. But that's not what Jesus said. Jesus said, "Narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it." Not many. Only a few. Only a few will overcome and receive eternal life. That is, just that tiny exclusive group who trust in Jesus Christ as their Savior from sin. My dear friends, here's my advice to you this Easter season. Get down on your knees and thank God that you belong to that tiny, elite, chosen few who have the Son by faith. By faith, his righteousness belongs to you. By faith, all your sins have been blotted out by the blood he shed on Calvary. This Easter season, offer up your praise and your thanks to God that you are already an Easter overcomer. By the way, the Apostle John significantly uses the present tense in Greek in this verse to indicate he's talking about an ongoing process. As a Christian, you are already overcoming the world every day. You are winning. You may not have reached the ultimate finish line yet, but that victory already belongs to you, and it'll be just a moment, and we'll all be there. And what a joy it is to know that. What a joy to know that you're already the winner. It's like having a 4.0 GPA headed into finals week or a 9-run lead in the 9th inning of the ball game. The game's not over yet, but you already know you're going to win. What a great feeling. In the same way, the empty tomb of your Savior assures you that you will cross the finish line victorious, that you too will one day rise to everlasting life. For as Paul says, "The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." What is an overcomer? It's someone just like you. Someone who has believed the testimony about Christ, and someone who has received eternal life through Christ. God grant that we may all be Easter overcomers, not just today, but tomorrow and next week and every day of our lives until we finally meet our Savior in the realms of heaven. Amen. We conclude with stanza 2 of hymn 206.